have some slides I wanted to show
okay.
you too.
Okay.
So that you get a better idea, because you can't get an idea from, you know, from SOFA, because you only send little work. And I do really big things, like 6 tons and 50 feet high. So I do big stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll look at those.
Uh-huh.
I think we're back online.
Okay.
This is Josephine Shea interviewing Mary Schaffer at the artist's studio and home. They're adjacent to each other in Taos, New Mexico, or technically, I guess, Los Colinas, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, and this is disc number one. We begin at the beginning with when and where were you born?
Let's see. Okay, I was born in Walterboro, South Carolina. Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
1943.
So in the South.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both my parents are Southern. My father was from South Carolina near Walterboro. In fact, I was basically born in the old family home in Walterboro. And then my mother was North Carolina, but my father was a carpetbagger. He was a Northerner. So then when I was a girl and he was showing us swords, you know, from the Civil War, I never quite knew what side we were on, because I've had a strange childhood. I mean, I didn't really grow up at home. I sort of always grew up away from home. So it wasn't like I could say, hey, Dad, you know, which side of the war were we on? So I always wondered about that. And I was just delighted to find out we were fighting on the North. And actually, after 9/11, I read a book that we put together that were letters from one of my great-great-grandfathers who had fought in the Civil War. I mean, we fought in the Revolutionary War, too. But he had escaped from prison. And these were letters that he wrote to his sister. And they really calmed me down, because those wars back then, I mean, horrible and gruesome as they were, are not like the movies that we make of the Civil War now. In fact, I've walked out of those movies. These letters show a much different kind of time, where gentlemen were gentlemen and farmers were gentlemen. And he would pass the opposition on a path. And he writes, he says, well, you know, I passed a soldier, and since we didn't have our guns, we just tipped our hats and said hello. And then one night, he was starving so much, he actually ate with them. And he said, well, my uniform was sort of dusty, and I sort of grunted a little bit. But they shared their food. So it wasn't, you know, and he walked home from the South. He escaped from prison. He dug a tunnel, walked all the way back from the South to the North barefoot. Can you imagine?
No.
To rejoin his regiment? You know. Anyhow, that's what I read after 9/11. He's
and
wonderful.
That was your father's side, and you said your mother was from?
My mother, it's hard to know where my mother's from, because her stories are changing daily now. But a long time ago, when she really had one story, part of her family came from Czech Republic. Uh-huh. And I'm not sure where the other half came from, but it was Scottish, I guess Scottish and Czech. We were Scotland via Ireland and then over to the States a long time ago. My family founded a little town called Stillwater, New Jersey. And if you go there, it's so beautiful. It's like the old stories, the houses. It's not a grid. I mean, the houses were helter-skelter, along walking path lines along these hills, and they're all stone, and you walk in and it's like the little house on the prairie. I mean, it had a hearth with a cast iron bar that put the cast iron pot in the fire to cook, and then it swung out to put it on the table. It's amazing. And they had built a mill, and looking in the mill, it was locked at the time I went there. It was also surprising for me, because they had all these hand-forged tools, the kinds I collect.
What an amazing collection for later, connection for later on.